Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 18, we read that day after day, Ezra continued to read from the scripture. And I like that phrase, day after day. Daily habits, daily grace. What are those habits that really help you go deeper with God? And do you protect those? What are your top three daily habits? I mean, for me, it would be reading the Bible, prayer, and worship. Those three things, those are in my life every day. It's not that it's legalism or it has to be so many minutes or so many songs or things like that, but those three help build a rhythm, help me get on track spiritually. In accomplishing or participating in those three things, it might be like a daily habit or daily goal, but it leads to something so much greater in my walk with God. Not that I have it all together, but those three kind of help me grow, experience God, and it's really connecting with God that's the sweetness of it, but those habits build that strong connection, and then it develops into a rhythm. And so you have those things that really help you connect with God, and I encourage you to really identify those daily habits, guard those daily habits, enjoy those daily habits, because they're a gift. The reading of the Bible in itself, that's good, it's so good, but the greater work is your relationship with God. And so as you participate in different rituals or you have different habits, just keep your eyes on the prize, on the deeper work. And as you do them, it's not just a checklist to impress people or feel like you're spiritual because you've done them, but they're attached to something so much more meaningful. And so day after day, develop those habits, and your relationship with God will grow so much as you commit and guard to those daily experiences. Daily grace.